You tune to Radio Tigerberg on 104 FM. My name's Denise Williams and it's Wednesday and today is also World Parkinson's Day. My guest in the studio is Dr. Darren Green. Now, Dr. Darren Green is a multimedia medical doctor. He's also a professional speaker and is a neuro-wellness consultant and also a vocalist. He's also married and a father of two. Dr. Green, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's always good to be with you.
Yes, and it's been way too long that we had you in the studio. So great to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Dr. Green, it's World Parkinson's today. So,
indeed.
So what is Parkinson's disease and what are the causes thereof?
Yeah, so I think so many people have heard the name Parkinson's disease. And the first thing they think of is someone that shakes. And they're not wrong because often the presenting symptom that the whole disease starts off with is involves a hand tremor predominantly. And that means that anybody that shakes then is confused with someone that has Parkinson's disease, and that's not the case. You can have a tremor existing independently of having full-on Parkinson's disease. So what is it? It involves basically a condition affecting the nervous system where in the brain you make too little dopamine. And dopamine, the Afrikaans people say dopamine. Dopamine is like a neurotransmitter. It's a chemical substance in the brain, and it's so important in a few of our activities of our daily lives. Without dopamine, your brain wouldn't be able to have a reward system, for example. So when someone gives you a beautiful compliment and says, oh, you're looking so lovely, your hair looks good, you're such a kind person, your brain secretes dopamine. And that's the endorphins, the feel-good hormones. When it comes to movement of our bodies and motor movement, when we move muscles and joints and arms and legs, etc., those pathways in the brain that connect from the brain via the spinal cord to the nerves and the muscles are also dependent on dopamine to a large degree to facilitate lovely, smooth, controlled movement. That is why when you have a shortage of dopamine, specifically an area in the brain called the substantia nigra, the black substance of the brain that manufactures dopamine, there's a problem with that. And you have a degenerative condition where the brain can't make enough dopamine, and that affects then the movement of people. It affects movement. It makes their movements rigid, so stiff, slow movements. It makes them slow, and it affects the balance between muscles moving up and down. That's why you get a tremor. All a tremor really is when there's an imbalance between the one muscle group. Let's take the wrist or the hand, for example. The muscles of the forearm, the one muscle group must contract. On the opposite side of your forearm, they must relax. So there's an imbalance between the contracting and relaxing that results in that flapping motion of the fingers or the wrist, you see. For those that don't want to remember all the signs, Parkinson's disease is a shortage of dopamine, and you can summarize it all by using the acronym TRAP. Because you feel like you are trapped when you have Parkinson's disease in terms of movement. And each letter stands for something. The T stands for the tremor. And typically you can have a tremor that starts either on one side of the body or even both sides, but generally it usually starts on one side. The neurologists will refer to a tremor of the fingers and the hands called a pull rolling tremor. So it looks like you've got a coin or a pill in your hand with the thumb and the index finger actually sliding over each other, a pull rolling tremor. And then the R stands for rigidity. Hmm. What does that mean? It means you're stiff. When you turn around, you keep your neck stiff and you're turning around left and right, etc., to look behind you, to the side of you. Also, your joints and your elbows and your knees, they feel stiff. Your body's movement is not supple and smooth. It's really, really stiff. That's rigidity. So that's the T, that's the R. The A is for akinesia. And everyone knows a biokineticist who's involved with movement.
Yeah.
So akinesia is the absence of movement. So in Parkinson's disease, you have an absence of movement or slowed movements, which we call bradykinesia. So T-R-A, and then the P is for postural instability. In other words, if you're standing up straight and someone just bumps you with the elbow, you struggle to correct your posture to prevent yourself from falling over due to the rigidity, due to the tremor, due to the slowed motion and so forth. You have posture issues. And that is why the posture of someone with Parkinson's disease often changes after many years when they develop what we like calling a bochelrugie. They bend over and often looking at the floor, shuffling their feet. They have a shuffling gait. So it's very interesting to notice that as well. So those are the four main components. The TRAP, remember them, tremor, rigidity, akinesia, and then postural instability. The key features would be when you walk towards a confined space or a door, someone with Parkinson's disease will get more, almost the tremor will be accentuated as they move into a confined space, because planning the motor movement becomes really difficult for them. Going into a little hawky to go to the toilet is really tough.
And Dr. Green, are they aware at that point in time that they're in this confined space?
Yes, they are aware, and they have difficulty, they freeze, they have freezing episodes. So as they move close to a door that they just have to walk through, and even an open door, you'll see them shuffling their feet because they have to plan, and they slow down and they have freezing, where they actually need to then learn compensatory techniques with physios and biokineticists that specialize in neurology to help rock them into positions and get them moving again. Break down the complex movement into small steps, like step over the piece of sellotape on the floor, look to your left-hand side, read another sign on the wall saying turn to your left in the toilet, to turn around and then sit down eventually. So it's quite complex, and you can imagine that.
And if you've just tuned into Radio Tigerberg, I'm speaking to Dr. Darren Green. Today is World Parkinson's Day, and Dr. Darren Green is a multimedia medical doctor. He's also a professional speaker and neuro-wellness consultant, and he's also a vocalist. Now, Dr. Green, do people often confuse Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and what is the difference?
Yes, they do. They often think of the names, and they think the long names in medical terms confuse them. So Alzheimer's is a disease that affects your cognition and your thought processes. It's part of the dementia complex. It's one cause of dementia, which is where you progressively lose your cognitive ability. What's cognitive ability? It's memory, it's decision making, it's planning, it's executive function, it's all those things that the higher brain is involved with, its thinking processes. Whereas Parkinson's disease is also a degenerative disease. In other words, a certain part of the brain is no longer performing its function very well, where it's making the dopamine, and there's a shortage of that substance specifically. So that's how they differ. The one affects mostly the whole brain in terms of a dementia type of picture clinically. The other one affects predominantly movement, posture, and gives you a tremor.
And is there a cure for Parkinson's disease, Dr. Green?
So if you don't manufacture enough dopamine, you can take it artificially, and not all subtypes of Parkinson's disease are responsive to dopamine. Some are, and in that case you'll hear of things like a levodopa or Sinemet, where they have short-acting dopamine and long-acting dopamine that people take, and the degree of response is variable according to what type of Parkinson's you have. Some do respond, some don't. And there's also surgery involved in certain cases, in difficult cases, where you have deep brain stimulation, which involves obviously certain structures in the brain that facilitate movement. And that's also proven beneficial in certain subtypes of Parkinson's. So it's quite complex choosing the right therapy and when to start therapy for the right patient.
And Dr. Green, how can one better cope with Parkinson's?
I think one of the big things is understanding the different types and subtypes. The progression and the life expectancy differs according to each subtype, and there's no one fixed recipe for all. It's treated on an individual basis, and your responses have to be monitored. What's key is compliance with your medication if you are responsive to medical treatment, regular intervals and follow-up to see and know the side effects of the medications, for example, versus the benefit in terms of your movement. So regular follow-up, understanding the disease, looking for the pitfalls, looking for the side effects, and prime education of the disease helps. For the families also, understanding the disease is key to actually giving quality of life to anyone that has Parkinson's disease.
Dr. Green, jy is so vlot in Afrikaans. So wat sou jou groete boodskap wees aan die luisteraars?
Wel, ek dink die belangrikste is hou op kyk na mense in terme van hulle siekte of hulle labels. Ek dink ons moet begin na mense kyk vir hulle vermoë om ons lewe te verander en om ons iets te leer. It's easy for us to say, but ek dink vir dokters en vir medici en verpleegsters al buite, just remember why we do what we do in the first place, and focus op die mens, nie altyd die siekte nie. Jy moenie dit vergeet nie, want dit maak dat jy op die ou en die regte ding in elk geval gaan doen.
Ja, uitstekend. Dr. Darren Green, wat vanavond by ons gekuier het hier in Tyger Medies, and he is a multimedia medical doctor, professional speaker, neuro-wellness consultant, and also vocalist. You also have an article in one of the newspapers, a medical article from time to time.
Yes, I'm a columnist for IOL and the Cape Argus and all that quite often, so yeah.
Dr. Green, thank you for joining us
tonight. It's a pleasure.
Take care.